The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to this week's General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here in the house, back from the Mint 400, recovering, and man, we got a lot to talk about today because the entire landscape of the motorsports industry has been flipped on its lid, upside down, all kinds of chaos ensuing, event cancellations, all kinds of stuff. So today's show, normally we'd be previewing what's to come in the, you know, the coming weekend, but today's show, it's definitely going to be a little bit different vibe than I think we've normally had here. We're going to be talking about some of the cancellations, some of the events coming up that are still running that we know of as of airing. We will have Power Rankings with Chris Leone. I'm going to have my good friend Matt Martelli on the show. Matt and I, we're going to dissect all things Mint 400, talk about the amazing performances that were there, and probably one of the last big motorsports events that's actually taking place before this big delay where all kinds of cancellations have happened and everything else. So man, it's going to be one hell of a interesting, weird show. If you're tuning in on Sirius XM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated. I know we've been airing for a few weeks there on Dan Patrick Radio. Had a great ton of feedback. This is what we're calling our power hour. First hour of the show airing on Sirius XM 211. If you want the second hour, you're going to have to go over to Apple Podcasts or downanddirtyshow.com or one of our many affiliates and catch that on demand. But if you're tuning in on the Sports Byline Network or the American Forces Network. One, thank you for supporting our country and doing your thing overseas and keeping us with the ability to do radio on a weekly basis. Thank you guys for tuning in, but you're getting the full two-hour show. So thanks to everybody, regardless of where you're tuning in around the globe. It is definitely going to be a lot of Mint 400 talk today. We'll talk about those performances there. And then obviously probably in this first segment, we're going to talk about the landscape of motorsport and what's to come. I don't want to necessarily say in 2020, but definitely what's to come here in the next 4 or 5 weeks, because whatever we thought was going to happen, it is absolutely not happening now. That's the easiest way to put it. So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And thank you guys for joining us. Obviously, at this point, regardless of where you're tuning in, there's probably not a whole lot of other motorsports content to even consume right now. All the racing we thought was going to be happening this weekend is not happening, and it's a little bit of a weird mood. I feel like with the Mint 400 this past weekend, we dodged a major bullet. Depending on which way you look at it. Obviously the event went off. I can tell you that, you know, coronavirus was being talked about, but it wasn't like it was people who were fearful of their lives or being down there on Fremont and things like that. I did a live show. We're going to be posting that to our RSS feed, so you guys will be able to get that there on Apple Podcasts or on our website. But, we interviewed quite a few racers, and I know I had Josh Koscheck, MMA fighter. He was on the show. And, he was laughing about, hey, did you sanitize these microphones and things like that? You know, and it was one of those, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, he was joking, but he wasn't joking. And, and I think that's kind of was the vibe about coronavirus the whole weekend. It was like, everybody's kind of aware of it, knows about it, but nobody was, like, feared for their lives. And all of a sudden, I get home this week, and water sold out in stores, toilet paper sold out in stores, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, baby wipes, pretty much anything you can think of was sold out. And it was it's kind of a little bit crazy. Like, this week things hit a fever pitch, and no pun intended, but it's just a bit crazy. And then all of a sudden all these event cancellations start rolling in, like boom, 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 boom. And I'm one of those, like, I'm looking at this thing as a whole, and looking at the data, looking at the statistics, and I truly believe we need to be forward-thinking. We need to prevent the spread. I understand these event cancellations. Completely agree with it. I also think that people are getting a little too carried away with this doomsday apocalyptic scenario and buying out everything in the freaking store and having a year's supply of toilet paper and things like that. I think people in general have gotten a little out of hand with this. But I do think I understand the event cancellations, and I actually, you're going to hear the power rankings here in hour number two. Chris Leone, my media director, sometimes he has availability, sometimes he doesn't. I recorded those actually 24 hours prior to this airing. And so some of the stuff we talk about might, and forward looking at some of the events, those actually aren't happening now. And so I think that's an interesting, kind of an interesting take. In just 24 hours, you'll be able to hear it through the process of the show. Things have changed. But, our power rankings obviously are still rock solid. We talk a little bit about the Mint and the other things. But, lots and lots of big changes in the world of motorsports this past week, but it definitely in the past 24 hours. So kind of giving you guys a rundown on where we are headed. I know the big one this weekend was going to be the IndyCar, the kickoff to IndyCar in St. Petersburg, Florida. That 24 hours ago, they said, yeah, we're still going to run it. We're just going to run it in front of an empty, we're basically going to run it with no fan attendance. Then all of a sudden, 24 hours later, IndyCar announces that race is being canceled. They went one step further, being so proactive that they not only canceled that, they canceled the first basically four rounds, including Alabama, the Circuit of the Americas, as well as the Long Beach Grand Prix. Long Beach Grand Prix has been canceled completely, not just IndyCar, but IMSA, Formula D, Stadium Super Trucks, across the board. Long Beach LBGP has been canceled. IMSA, Sebring, that was canceled. WEC has been canceled. Formula One Australia, canceled. Glen Helen, the Lucas Oil Race, has been canceled. That was actually canceled prior due to rain, but you got to think that that probably would have been canceled due to this as well. Obviously, we mentioned the four IndyCar rounds, including St. Pete this weekend. NASCAR has canceled two rounds. Obviously, they run every weekend. I'm sure they're taking it on a week-by-week basis, but they canceled this round and the next one. So Homestead and Atlanta have both been scratched from the schedule. NHRA, one of their big ones, the Gator Nats in Gainesville, Florida, that has been canceled this weekend. Supercross, they have canceled a couple of rounds now, including one in Seattle. We know Seattle's been a hotbed for coronavirus, so that's been canceled. Ultra 4, they have their Stampede, which is one of their big Ultra 4 Nationals every year. That one has been canceled. We've got Moab. We've got the Easter Jeep Safari. From what I understand, that is still going on, but the vendors area where people congregate, everybody gets together in Moab for Easter Jeep Safari, that has been canceled. It goes a step further. I mean, TV, networks, I saw Fox Sports has said, hey, we're not going to have any of our broadcast studio shows. One, we don't want people to have to come in, and two, we got nothing to talk about. So there's a trickle down there. I mean, across the board, obviously we've got, NCAA tournaments have been canceled, NBA, NHL, everything's been canceled. It's pretty remarkable. I don't know. You got to go back to 9/11 to see something that has canceled so many major events. It's kind of amazing, really. I mean, and this virus, obviously, something you don't want to take lightly. Everybody protect yourselves. But, I've had a lot of questions on the show and what direction we're heading in the next few weeks. And I can honestly tell you, we will be here. We will be doing a show. The only thing that I can say in regards to that is that, the show may take a little bit different format. We might be talking some pop culture. We're going to be doing a lot of interviews, a lot of guests. Obviously, we're not going to have a lot of motorsports to talk about because nothing's going to be happening. So the show, it's going to have a little bit different flavor in the next couple of weeks, I'm assuming, until things get back on track, series get back going, and we've got racing to talk about. Yeah, just flat racing. We're not going to have any to talk about for the first time in a long, long time. So, yes, we definitely will be doing a show. So those of you that have reached out and asked on the future of the show, at least for the next couple of weeks, yeah, we are going to be here. One thing I've always said is there's three things: death, taxes, and Down and Dirty Show. and obviously that's probably a bad joke with the death part at this point in time. But yeah, we will be here. We will be doing a show. So thanks to all of our amazing loyal listeners who have supported us over the years. This is one of those I like to give a call out to social media. I am at JimBeaver15 on social media. A lot of you know that. A lot of you may not. But reach out to me. I mean, I want to know, one, if you're going to some motorsports events, which ones were you going to? What is your feeling on the cancellation? You know what I mean? You were a ticket holder. You invested the money. You were going, probably took out some vacation time. Are you good with this decision? Are you not liking the decision? Like, where's your head at? What are you thinking? How do you feel as a paying customer? Obviously, they're going to refund your ticket prices, but how are you feeling about this situation, and two, if you're sitting at home, are you bummed out about this? Like, if you were going, what would you be thinking about this? Like, I don't know. I want some fan feedback. There's a lot of people in an uproar right now, like saying, no, just this is all crap. Go. We should be going anyways. Bring in the spectators. If I get sick, it's my own fault. Things like that. And then you've got the other people that are kind of understanding, going, this is probably a proactive, very smart decision on the side of the series. I tend to agree with that. I mean, we've got NBA players now that, have got coronavirus. Obviously, it's very easy to get. It's not something that discriminates against race, age, gender, income. I mean, we've got the president of Canada, his wife, came down with coronavirus. Tom Hanks, of all people, has coronavirus. I want to know what your thoughts are, though. Where is your head at? Are you happy? They've been delaying events, or are you pissed off about it? You know, there's definitely a lot to talk about here in the coming weeks. We will have full coverage of it, but we're going to take a short break. We come back, Matt Martelli with the Minton 400. He's going to be on the line right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome Matt Martelli, who I believe has probably still got a bit of a hangover from this past weekend. But Matt, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, I'm a little tired, but you know, it was definitely all worth it.
Well, I know, is it one of those where Sunday everything gets over, everything wraps up, awards are done? Is this one of those where you guys go and you sleep for 12 hours, or this go where you go and you party for 12 hours? Like, it can go either way, man. It's like, I don't know, do you finally crash, or do you guys like, no, we got to go and release some steam, man?
Well, everybody who knows me definitely knows that I like to have some adult beverages. So we definitely had a, you know, some drinks and cut loose a little bit Sunday night, but you know, for the next few days, we had a lot of cleanup. We got a course cleanup and, you know, breakdown and just make sure everybody gets out of Vegas. So still quite a bit of work to be done. I actually, you know, we go finish cleaning up course this weekend. So, you know, it's not, you know, drop the mic and walk away, although I'd love to do that. Doesn't work that way. But no, it's great. I'm finally getting caught up on some sleep, which is weird because now I'm waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning rested. So but still in war mode, but it's all good, man. And it was a great event. You know, we hit some milestones, especially with the live stream. You know, we cleared 800,000 uniques, which is totally remarkable for, you know, an off-road race. It's really never been done before, so I was really stoked about that. You know, more spectators than we've had in the past, especially at the start finish. And then 526 total racers with us. So it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you talk about the live stream, and we got a couple of things to take away from what you just said, but talk about the live stream and the 800,000. One, that's just an insane, absolutely insane amount of people. But two, like, dude, for the last decade, I mean, I've hosted live streams for everything from Rallycross to Stage Rally to Short Course to Crandon. I have never midstream had my phone blown up like it was doing that Saturday at the Mint. Like, I mean, I want to think I've called some pretty big events before, but never have I had my phone just absolutely ringing off the hook with text messages to the point where I got to put it on Do Not Disturb because that many people were tuned in. Like, it was crazy. And, you know, as we're live, we don't get to see numbers. We don't know, but just from what I was seeing on my phone, I'm like, this has got to be pretty damn big here, you know, just for I mean, everybody in off-road was watching that. I think everybody in motorsports was.
Yeah, no, I look, we had some, like I said, we had some big victories, and we put the stream out onto Racer Magazine's front page and, you know, and out onto all of our different sponsors, and it was the front page of Jalopnik. So our strategy is to really reach as many eyeballs as possible, and that definitely worked. And you know, we had a great team assembled for this. You know, we are doing very strategic social media efforts through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube to get people to tune in, and it definitely worked. Every year we learn what to implement the next year, how to make it more successful. And, you know, also it's the coverage, you know, like if you put up crappy content, it doesn't matter what you do. And we're definitely spending more than anybody else, but also, you know, it's very tactical. It's like things like keeping the helicopters up flying at night because the race is still going on. That's never been done before, especially for live stream. And just showing, you know, what the vehicles and the environment and the racers are, and having, you know, like this year we had our first live in-car with Rob Mack. And next year we'll be adding, you know, 5 to 10 more of those cameras. So, you know, it's this whole evolution of technology and implementing it. And now we have the ability to do, you know, this type of coverage of off-road racing. Whereas, you know, prior, you know, there were a lot of challenges. So, I'm really excited about the future. I can tell you that we have more races coming. We have more, even more advanced versions of what we created with the live stream this year. So I'm really pumped about that. It was really fun for me. I know you were there and having a good time with me. And, you know, I could tell you that, like, it's really gratifying when you have the people that you respect within the culture all telling you that you did something that knocked it out of the park, but that is truly a historical evolution of off-road race coverage.
Well, and the one thing that I don't understand, or I think the off-road community in general should understand, was, and I said this on the internet, like, were things perfect? Absolutely not. You and your brother would be the first to say, like, we had some hiccups. There were some things that we would like to change, but I feel like they're not looking at the bigger picture. I think they're putting everything under such an extreme microscope and looking at every single thing. And I mean, I wear so many different hats, whether it be industry, media, racer. You know, I was a part of the team in the live stream. I mean, were there things that I was frustrated about at one point in time during the week? Absolutely. But I think there was things you and your brother were frustrated about as well, you know. But I think I feel bad for you guys, because you guys don't look for anybody's sympathy. I know you and your brother far too well, but I feel like they're overcritical over so many small little details, and they don't look at the picture as a whole and what the Mint 400 actually does for the sport of off-road, Matt. Because I just posted something on Race Desert. You know, somebody was bitching about something, and I said, look, man, I said, this is the Mint 400. Obviously, there's going to be hiccups. Anytime you have a big event, I mean, the Super Bowl, anything that big, there's going to be hiccups along the way. But if you look at the greater good and what you guys are doing for the sport, I mean, you know, I can't tell you, Baja 1000, it's the big event this year. It's the Peninsula Run. They're not going to have anywhere near this kind of media coverage. Like, this has become that marquee event that our sport needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm okay with constructive criticism. And you're right. Like, we are going to make mistakes, but we will learn from them, and we'll correct them, and we'll implement, you know, better ideas. And that's a constant with the evolution of events. My challenge to my team is that I'm completely not complacent, you know. So rather than doing things the easy way and going, hey, we'll just, you know, rinse and wash what we did last year, we grew. And so we took on more tasks. We added, you know, more bike classes. We added youth racing. We added monster truck demos. We added, you know, Sierra car racing. We added super hooligan racing, you know, because we're trying to build this into, or we have built it into, more than just an off-road race, but an event. So are we going to have challenges? Yeah. And the other thing, I'm okay with taking the criticism. The other thing I don't think people understand is, it's like Josh and I don't wake up one day and say, hey, let's just do this.
Yeah.
There's, you know, lots of different people that we have to clear things through, and starting first with the Bureau of Land Management. And they are a great partner to us, and they have been for the past 10 years. But there's certain things that they just were, you know, this year they were like, hey, we don't want you to do that, so we're not going to allow it. And it affected the schedule. And, you know, in particular, it affected the bike guys. So, you know, I understand everybody's, you know, wants to get their mileage in. And that's why we actually implemented the changes this year. And we wanted to give everybody more, you know, we wanted to give them all four laps and more time on course. We only are allowed a 48-hour closure. That's it. That's what the Bureau of Land Management allows for. And so we've got to cram as much racing into that as possible. And, you know, unfortunately this year, the bike guys, or some of the bike guys suffered and were only able to run a couple laps. They were refunded 33% of their money because it was our mistake. And we'll always own up to, you know, making mistakes. But yeah, I mean, that was one, you know, drop in the bucket of like a million successes, you know, starting with successfully again being able to take 175 off-road vehicles down Las Vegas Boulevard, you know, onto 2 days of off-road festival, onto super successful qualifying, and then onto, you know, the first day of racing, which went really well. Second day of racing was fantastic. I mean, not besides the live coverage, I mean, the racing in all classes was just phenomenal. You know, class 10, Baja truck, you know, UTV, Pro Turbo, UTV NA, you know, just basically every class was just awesome racing. And you, that's a very difficult thing to pull off consecutively over multiple days. And, you know, it is our first event on our own. But, you know, again, so people understand, we've added more volunteers and we added paid positions. So we're looking at this thing as a long-term investment of how do we make off-road racing better all the way around, you know, for the racers, for the spectators, for the sponsors, for everybody, right? And that's what we've done. That's what we will continue to do. And we'll continue to push and implement changes that we think will be healthy for the sport and culture of off-road racing, and to help mainstream it. Because I've, you know, always maintained that I believe that we have the coolest, most valuable motorsport in the world that nobody knows about.
And that's the truth. But I think after the live stream, dude, I mean, I was getting texts from the IndyCar community and things like that during the middle of the event. I want to say, like, the cat's out of the bag at this point. I think people are starting to notice a little bit, Matt. We might not be the one nobody knows about anymore. I think we're starting to blip the radar, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's the goal, right? And here's the beauty of it is that it's, you know, and that's why I was having such a good time on the live stream is it's like you and I are friends. And we're both passionate about off-road racing. And these, so we are the people that should be in charge of leading this forward, you know, as well as Bob, as well as Ryan, you know, as well as Tiffany Stone and some of the other people that we had on our production team, you know, from Lonnie Peralta to, you know, my brother, to my cousin, to, you know, Jason Markham, to our race director, Tony Vanillo, you know, to our safety guy, David Nierbrus, to, you know, Doc Littman, to the weatherman. I mean, there's not one person within our organization that doesn't want to be here, you know, and they're all passionate and committed to, you know, our vision of evolving this thing. They know the value. They know that it's going to grow forward. And so does everybody else. It's, at this point, it's pretty self-evident and undeniable as to what we've done and what we will continue to do going forward. So, you know, I'm excited. I, you know, as stressed as I was and as much sleep and as hard as it worked, I was having a good time. You know, I put up a Facebook post earlier in the week that putting on off-road race is like having the best Christmas in the, you know, of your life, and but Santa Claus is trying to kill you. And that's really an accurate description, but man, it was awesome. You know, like it was fun for me, you know, and fun for my brother and fun for our crew to be able to accomplish those things.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue this conversation after the break here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host a Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of RZR vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a RZR 170 like me, take the entire family out in a RZR XP 4-1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new RZR XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris RZR. Check out the full Polaris RZR lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris RZR. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris RZR. On the line with Matt Martelli of Mad Media and the Mint 400. I know before the break you were just talking about, you know, it's like Christmas time, but Santa Claus is trying to kill you. And I think that pretty much sums up what you and your brother have been through the past couple of months. But I got to think, Matt, you guys are, you know, we'll go back to talking about the Mint and just the epic battle that we had there towards the end, because that thing played out. But I think a lot of people, especially in the UTV community, guys like me, are wondering, all right, so we saw what happened at the Mint. This is a great race. I wasn't super crazy about four laps until we actually ran them, and I'm like, yeah, I like this, you know, just because it was so brutal. But the UTV Worlds, man, I know you guys have some tricks up your sleeve for that. When is info going to start trickling out on the UTV World Championship?
We'll have that out shortly, but yeah, we're in a new location, a longer loop, a really spectacular course, and it's going to be great. I mean, look, you know, our whole mandate is that Josh and I are not going to put on races that we wouldn't want to race ourselves. So, you know, previously we're at Laughlin. It's an old, tired track that isn't that fun to race. And it's in a, you know, it's in a location that isn't that fun to go to. So, you know, to me, I was having a hard time just getting myself up to want to put on that race. So we decided to move it and make it better, and that's what we're doing. So we'll have some news on that shortly.
Awesome. So going back to the Mint 400, man, I mean, obviously, let's talk about Friday's race, and we'll talk about Saturday's race. But I was in Friday's race. This one was it was brutal, man. I will say as a whole, I've raced that course there in Primer, sections of it for close to 2 decades now, Matt, 20 years. I think I first started racing in 2001. So like I've done laps and laps and laps around that, you know, in that area. I have never, ever seen it in 20 years that rocky and that rugged, dude. I mean, so it was just set up for a crazy battle from the start, man. But, I got to give a lot of credit to my Polaris Razor teammate, Brandon Sims, dude, because he was just on fire. He just didn't have any problems. I mean, he just ran clean all day. I mean, that's tough to do at the Mint 400 and especially in a UTV when there's so many different things that could go on. But, man, that was that kind of set the stage for me for an amazing Saturday race just because Friday was so awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, the most competitive field of racing right now, the most stacked field is UTVs. And we've got, you know, just 20 guys and gals in that class that can win any race. So it's super exciting to watch. And I'm totally stoked for Sims. He's had a bit of a dry spell, but he is fast. And, you know, when he came out onto desert racing, he immediately was able to take his style of driving and his style of vehicle right up to the top of the podium. And then people caught on and they started copying what he was doing and implemented a lot of the lighter kind of built vehicles that he was racing. And so, it's just bitching. It's really rewarding for me. You know, I'm personally friends with him and a lot of the racers. So I love getting to the end of the line and, you know, they're exhausted, but they've earned it. And you get to hand them that bottle of champagne and that, you know, the check and the trophy and, and especially for him because, you know, his girlfriend is the Miss Mint Queen, who's the former Miss Mint. So, you know, it was a picture book, race ending for everybody. So, and just a great battle all day, you know, lots of, you know, a deep field of gamers in that class. And, you know, the vehicles are fast and very capable. I mean, Polaris builds a fantastic vehicle and, you know, he drove the wheels off that thing the entire way. I was really surprised at the pace that he was able to keep up with.
You know, and I find that funny, you know, we'll transition into talking trophy trucks or I guess unlimited trucks here in a minute. But I found that funny because we come off King of the Hammers and everybody's going, oh, Polaris is dead. They're done. Put a fork in them. It's over. Can-Am is just destroying everybody. Then you come to the Mint and you're like, can who? Can-Am what? You know, and I think it's funny because we've got so many passionate fans and I'll be nice and we'll just call them passionate fans in the UTV industry. I think everybody wants their respected manufacturer to win so bad. Like they lose sight of the fact that we have amazing manufacturer battles going on in the UTV space that we're not getting anywhere. I'll go out and say really anywhere in motorsport. I mean, you don't even see these battles like this in NASCAR where it's kind of cookie cutter type stuff or in IndyCar. Like these battles we're having in the UTV space. I mean, the only other place I can think we're having them is in Supercross. But it's crazy, Matt. You know, it's one race, it's Polaris. One race, it's Can-Am. I mean, I think it's so awesome that we're in a space, you know, and I say this as a Polaris Razor paid driver, but we're in a space where, you know, we're having this manufacturer battle and we've got the investment of them into the sport. We've got the new blood with Honda coming in and, you know, and Yamaha's doing whatever they're doing over, you know, in short course and things like that. But it's really kind of a special time for the sport.
Yeah. You know, and I think it's great. It's going to offer a lot of racers opportunity and really, you know, not just push the field, but it's going to push the evolution of the vehicles. It's like, you know, we've got Robbie Gordon out there in his vehicle. We've got Kawasaki coming in. Yamaha's there, you know, and, you know, the rule change that we made to allow Honda to have an aftermarket turbo makes them competitive as well. So, you know, I think that it's just going to continue to grow and the competition is going to continue to stiffen. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, and I honestly think, you know, you're talking about the aftermarket turbos. I think at some point here in the next 2 years, things are going to take a turn in that unlimited division. That's going to be where it's at. It's going to be all out warfare there. It's going to be a run what you brung. And, you know, and then we're not going to have to worry about this. Oh, they did this. Oh, their engine isn't sealed. It's this, it's that. Like, I feel like unlimited, it's the, I feel like it's sitting over there and it's calling everybody's name and nobody's really wanted to jump into that division yet. But I think it's coming, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the you know, the Red Bull vehicles that raced Dakar, I mean, there was not one UTV part on those, yet they were considered a UTV. So those had power plants that were being driven by, you know, a three-cylinder VW engine, but they still were fitting within that, you know, that vehicle spec. So that opens it up to a lot of interpretations, and we've got to, of course, figure that out. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, we have a really exciting future for all of off-road racing and new classes being born, some classes being consolidated, like 6100 and Baja trucks. You know, it's exciting. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, it just gives everybody room to come in and, you know, and have their battles within their classes. You know, as well as obviously, you know, the unlimited trucks, the trophy trucks. And we're seeing a really killer evolution there with four-wheel drive trophy trucks, which, I mean, like literally Bryce almost won this race. You know, he had a little bit of bad luck in the beginning. You know, he had some flats, some of them, you know, he, after the fact, you know, kind of admitted that were his fault, but he was right there. And really, I think what won this race was, you know, was wisdom. You know, Luke McMillan is a third generation off-road racer, and, you know, his father showed me the text that he sent him the day before. He's been raised, you know, by, you know, his grandfather Corky, and then his father Mark, to be an off-road racer. So he has their knowledge base. And, you know, what we saw was he drove a very smart, a very disciplined race, you know, and he kept his head together. And consequently, he didn't overdrive. He didn't use up his equipment. And at the end, you know, as the guys who pushed too hard fell away, you know, even at the very end where it was like our Sierra was out front and got a flat. And that was literally the difference between winning and losing. It's that tight. It was incredible racing, you know, like I was on pins and needles all day, you know, and somebody asked me before the event, like, hey, who do you think is going to win? And I said, you know, that's why I love this sport, is because as the promoter, I honestly have no idea.
Yeah. Well, looking at that race too, I think I said something, I think it was in the live stream, you know, and it was one of those where everybody was kind of, you know, everybody was like, oh, you know, Harley's running away with things. He's this and that. And I said, you know, this is one of those races I don't think you want to lead. I feel like you're going to be a ticking time bomb out there. And at some point, your number's going to be called and you're going to fall back. Saw it with Harley. We saw it with Arciero. Obviously, Luke won. And I think I made another comment. And I said, and I actually told Mia Chapman, the girl that I managed before the race, and I said, this isn't short course. I said, what you need to understand about desert racing is the perfect desert race, you don't win by 30 minutes. I said, you win it by 30 seconds. I said, you do just enough to win, but you don't abuse your equipment. And Luke played that to a T, man.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he totally did. And that's the thing. It's like, it's usually somebody who's older, like a Rob Mack, who can, you know, keep control of themselves and keep control of their emotions and drive the race and not drive against people. So I'm really impressed and, you know, proud of Luke and, you know, but the other side of it is we all knew this was going to happen. Luke has been raised, to be a champion by champions, you know, in just a fantastic, you know, legacy family of off-road. So wasn't a matter of like, if it was more of a matter of when, and it's just really cool that he got his first, I mean, he won King of the Hammers 2 years ago. That was a big victory, you know, but this is the mitt, you know, this was a stack field. It was 428 brutal miles. You know, it is the hardest off-road race because the combination of the field and the condensed terrain and the fact that you have to deal with lap traffic. You know, we all love Baja, but there's plenty of places in Baja where, you know, you're just cruising down a graded road, you know, you get to rest. And so it's a different dynamic. The 1,000 is much longer, but there's quite a few places that you're resting. In the mint, there's really no rest. Though it's intense for, you know, from mile one to mile 428.
Yeah, completely agree, man. And Luke, you know, I think with him, I said this also, but I think I feel like you'd said, we all knew he was good. And I feel like he won that one race. That was kind of a little bit of his coming out party. But everybody, you know, it's still, you only get one big win and they go, oh, it's fluky. You know, it could be a fluke. Now, all of us know Luke wasn't a fluke. But I feel like this elevated Luke, where he went from that guy that, you know, oh, we know he's back there. He's got a possibility of taking a win, where now he's the guy. He's up there with Menzies and Rob Mack. He's up there with a target on his back where, you know, this kid is coming. He's there. He's bringing the heat. You know, he's now the guy to beat, or one of the guys to beat, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. And I, you know, and he did it. I mean, there's some really good sub stories. So, you know, he won this in a racer chassis, which he had hacked apart and rebuilt and, you know, had a lot of issues with getting right. You know, had been chasing mechanical issues for the last couple of years. So it wasn't on the new Mason, you know, bitching, they figured everything out platform. He did it in a two-wheel drive vehicle that they've been, you know, basically Frankensteining back together. And so you got to give him and his crew credit for that. They didn't give up on it. So, you know, definitely, you know, look for Loop to be an ongoing contender in all the races. And as I think he has a brand new, Mason four-wheel drive chassis coming. I think that's what I was told.
Yeah, no. And I, from what I understand, he's got one too. And, they've already got one, correct? Didn't they buy Jesse Jones's from last year? The McMillans that Toby and those guys ran, right? I'm trying to think back. I think they've already
got one, don't they? Yeah, I believe after Dan lost his to Fire, they bought that one, and that'll be Dan's car, and Luke will also have a car.
Yeah, crazy, man. McMillan's always bringing it. But, man, we are up against the time break, Matt. I appreciate the time, buddy. We're almost at 30 minutes in now, but much appreciated for you taking the time to call in.
Yeah, and hey, if you guys missed the live stream, it's still up on our YouTube, so you can watch it anytime and enjoy the live stream. And we've got a lot more content coming over the next couple of weeks that we'll be releasing on the Mint. So as events get canceled, don't worry. There's plenty of Mint stuff to look at.
And we will be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And we're wrapping up hour number one. Thanks to everybody, the Power Hour here on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. Thanks to everybody tuning in there. If you're tuning in on Sports Byline USA, the American Forces Network, or Apple Podcasts, or downanddirtyshow.com, you know what? We're coming back for an hour number two. And so coming up in hour number two, we're going to have my good friend and media director, Chris Leone. He's going to be on the line. We're going to be doing some power rankings based on this past weekend's motorsports action. And we'll also be talking some WRC Mexico. That is one that is actually still going on. Ken Block down there south of the border, he is wheeling his Ford and, you know, having a little fun down there at WRC Mexico. Also, we're going to bring you the latest in the world of off-road, because we got some breaking news from Score International, as well as best in the desert on their plans with every other motorsports industry or motorsports, I guess, sanctioning body taking some time off because of the coronavirus. Yeah, so we're going to find out what their news is coming up in hour number two as well. If you got any questions, got any ideas, anything you want me to talk about on air, it's at JimBeaver15 on social media. I definitely have a ton of time to take some fan questions in the last segment of the show. So looking forward to your fan questions coming through Twitter, Instagram, or wherever else you want to tag me in your questions. But Twitter, the best place, at JimBeaver15. And with that, I think it's time for us to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back here with more on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hour number two, coming after the break.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, kicking off hour number two, and we're going to kick things off with a Dirt Fish Rally report coming at you from our good friends at Dirt Fish Rally School. Find out more information on the web at www.dirtfish.com. Use the coupon code DOWNDIRTYDF. That's going to get you 15% off any and all classes at Dirt Fish Rally School. Lots and lots of rally news coming at you. Eight number one, we got 100 Acre Wood upon us, and the big news coming out of there is that Subaru Rally Team USA announcing their driver lineup for 2020, their stage rally driver lineup. Travis Pastrana there back full-time running for a championship. We knew this, but the big news is David Higgins is out. Yes, the man, the face of Subaru is out, and he is being replaced with Brandon Siminick. You know him as a Red Bull mountain biker, one of the best mountain bikers in the world. He is also a hell of a rally driver, done a lot in Canada in their series. He's done a little bit here in the United States, but I think he's actually a really, really good fit for the Subaru Rally Team, especially with a Red Bull tie-in. Obviously, Travis Pastrana got the Red Bull tie-in. He actually raced in Canada and I believe a Subaru Crosstrek, possibly for Rocket Racing some years back, and it was a factory-supported effort up there. So Brandon Siminick now in the number two seat. We'll call it the number two seat. Used to be the number one of Higgins. Now I would say he's the second driver behind Pastrana. I know Subaru doesn't do – they don't name ones and twos, but we're going to call it like we see it. But Siminick going to be the teammate to Travis Pastrana and the American Rally Association Championship this year. That was massive, massive news. Speaking of that, 100 100 Acrewood Rally, with everything happening in the world of motorsports, they have elected to continue on. And last I have heard, they are going to continue racing at 100 Acrewood Rally. So that not being canceled so far, still on the calendar. Obviously, things could change at a moment's notice. But as of now, they are still a go. Obviously, WRC Mexico still a go as well. Racing is underway there in Mexico. Ken Block down south of the border, running one of his events of the year in stage rally. I believe he's also going to be at Southern Ohio here in the United States, probably Rally New Zealand as well. But yes, Ken Block running down there, so we'll keep tabs on him. Going to be interesting to see how things shape up down there in Mexico. And I would expect after this weekend, maybe some of the WRC calendar to be canceled as well. And that was your Dirt Fish Rally Report for this week. Don't forget, use that coupon code DOWNDIRTYDF. That'll get you 15% off all classes at Dirt Fish Rally School. And with that, we'll be back with more here in hour number two on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com, or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver joined here on the line by my good friend and media director Chris Leone, who was on site with me out at the Mint 400. I think it's safe to say we survived, Chris. We survived the Mint 400. I think that's all you could do this year, right? It was a gnarly one. I feel like everybody in the industry that was there, like Monday, Tuesday, it was just like decompress. You know, it was like, I don't know, man, that was a whirlwind of a week.
Within the context of both, yes, a crazy weekend and also a global pandemic, yes, Jimmy, we have both survived. it was, you know, it was still, I mean, it's the Mint. It's fun no matter what, you know, it's one of those legendary events that it's a bucket list event. If you haven't done it before, that you've got to do it at least once. And it's the kind of event that, you know, if you're kind of a lifer in the sport, that you know, feel like you should be at every year. I mean, this one, yeah, obviously it was a bit of a challenge. I know that, you know, it was still kind of a special one for you getting a finish and getting a decent finish on top of that. But, you know, it's, yeah, no doubt. I mean, what was kind of tough for me was I landed Sunday night. I didn't get home until 1 a.m. and I had to go right back into the office for 9 a.m. Monday the next day. So I didn't really get that day off that I probably could have used, but you know, it is what it is. We're all hanging in there and, like you said, decompressing.
Yeah, well, that being said, you mentioned the global pandemic. I know it's funny because last week we were at the Mint and there was people talking about the coronavirus, but it wasn't like I didn't feel any kind of real sense of urgency, if that makes any sense. Like, I think it was aware people understood what was going on. There was some jokes flying around. I know, like, I did a live show and I had Josh Koscheck go, have you sanitized these headsets or something like that, you know, or some like kind of jokingly, but kind of not. But, you know, it was like, but I feel like everybody gets home this week. Stuff has hit the fan, Chris. Like, I'm looking at it and, you know, and I know I kind of opened the show talking about this a little bit, but dude, like everything's been canceled motorsport wise for the foreseeable future. I'm looking at the show going, well, this might actually be the last power rankings we do for a while, only because we're going to have no events to power rank.
Well, first of all, two things, Jim. First of all, as long as you didn't pull a Rudy Gobert out at the Mint, I think you're fine.
Oh, man, poor guy. Dude, but I feel for him, like making a joke and then, no, dude, that was like, and I've made plenty of jokes, so I feel like karma's probably not on my side in regards to this.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't mess around with that kind of stuff. I mean, I basically, the second that I felt like there was the opportunity to start working from home, I'm like, yeah, I'd rather look stupid than be stupid, because I got a lot of experience at looking stupid. And, you know, at this point, it doesn't really bother me anymore. You know, when I did PAX East with iRacing, I was the one guy in the booth wearing like the mask, which of course we found out later wasn't even a good idea, but I'm like, whatever, maybe I look like an idiot, but you know, I'm fine with that. I don't mind looking like an idiot, but no, I mean, I don't know. The other thing is, you know, obviously you're pretty deep in the esports world now. And, I think there's going to be a lot of focus on Jim Beaver Esports for the foreseeable future, because even though the real stuff may not be going on, I mean, you've got eNASCAR, we've got, you know, Bobby Sant Jr. is going to be in the iRacing World of Outlaws Championship that's launching later this month. So at least people are still going to be entertained, right? I mean, at least we're still going to have something to look at, and at least you're still going to have guys competing.
Yeah, well, I know at one point I was reading something on the internet, and I can't remember who said it was on Twitter, but somebody goes, you know, if they're going to cancel NASCAR races, let's just make them up on iRacing. And that actually would be quite interesting to me, having an official NASCAR points race with all the cup drivers. Like, you want to talk about an interesting concept there, Chris, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what a pipe dream that would be, right?
Man, that would be unreal. I think what would really have to happen is, I think if you were really going to do something like that, you'd have to create it as a separate championship and just have it be an iRacing championship. But man, who knows at this point? You know, it's, everything's going on. You've got so many drivers, no matter what, you know, no matter what discipline of motorsport they're in, that are really, you know, really involved in the sim racing world. And so you can still have people compete. And I mean, I feel like as long as you don't have travel involved for esports, I feel like esports is going to be fine with this, you know, because you've already got people watching from their homes on streams anyway, and you've already got people playing from their homes, you know, on their respective streams or event streams or whatever it may be. I don't feel like you have much of an issue whatsoever continuing things, moving them forward, if you're just going to start, you know, running events out of the home and doing esports that way.
Yeah. crazy, crazy world that we are in right now where we're actually having this conversation. But
right.
It's crazy. And honestly, at this point, like, I don't know, you know, everything's getting canceled, and, you know, and most of them, I mean, NBA season, like we said, I mean, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump's got freaking coronavirus. I mean, that's as big as it gets. That's nuts, you know? So I don't know. I mean, I the one thing I can tell fans of the show, we'll be here every single week. I don't know what I'll be talking about every single week. Probably a lot of guest interviews. I have no idea what power rankings will look like, but I don't know. Maybe we'll start power ranking iRacing. Like, I don't know, Chris, like best five performances in the sim of the week or something. Like, I don't know, man. We'll start power ranking something every week. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I mean, we've both got plenty of connections in the world of motorsport. I'm feeling like I need to go through I want to say Rolodex, but that dates myself, and I'm not even from that era. But I feel like I need to start calling people this afternoon and being like, hey, you want to put together a league for the time being while we, you know, figure this whole global crisis out? And, you know, I may just have to do that. I know that somebody had actually, it was Evan Pasoko who does the commentary on eNASCAR. He was saying, hear me out. Let's have all the real drivers, you know, compete. Let's bring the Pro Invitational back. And immediately Kyle Larson's like, I'm in. Parker Kligerman's like, I'm in. Dale Jr.'s like, I'm in. So that may be what we get for at least the foreseeable future. So, I mean, at least we'll get to see these guys racing something. And, I mean, I figure at least if you have that, it's better than everybody sitting down, hunkered down in their homes, just staring at the walls.
Yeah. Well, and I figure with us, too, being that we're a radio show that does phone-ins and everybody's going to be at home and not at events, it's going to make it pretty darn easy to get guests on the show, Chris.
You would hope. You would certainly hope.
You would hope, right? So... Yeah, so I guess we should get to power rankings this week, because who knows when we'll be able to do another power rankings. I'm hoping next week. What, NASCAR is running this weekend, correct? So and Supercross.
That is correct.
So we've got NASCAR and Supercross confirmed for this weekend. I think the NASCAR race after and the Supercross race after potentially are canceled. And last we heard, St. Petersburg is still on for IndyCar. So we will have some events. San Felipe hasn't been canceled yet. So we'll have that coming up. Laughlin hasn't been canceled yet for Best in the Desert, the UTV race there, the Jagged X Nationals. So there is still some stuff running. I mean, you know, so I think we'll have an opportunity to still rank something. I just don't know quite what yet. But I guess we'll probably have power rankings again next week. And then after that, who knows? But anyways, let's get started here. And as we're almost up against the time break for the first hour, you know what? Let's not get started here. You know what I'm going to do? Because we are up against the time break. Instead of doing one, we're just going to go to break early. And then when we come back, we will do we will rank all five of our drivers here. So, hang tight here as you're listening to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show powered by Polaris Razor. Chris Leone and I, we will be back after this break, and we will, I promise, get to our power rankings.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver and Chris Leone here. We've got some power rankings to get to. I know we opened our segment talking about a whole lot of, I don't want to say nothing, because coronavirus is definitely not nothing, but iRacing and coronavirus. So I think it's time to actually get to something people want to hear about, and that is power rankings for the week. Chris, lead us out of the gate, man. We had, Supercross, NASCAR, the MIT 400. What else? We had quite a bit of racing going on this weekend, so lead us out of the gate, Chris. Who you got at number five on your list?
Yeah, Jim, I mean, you know, like we said, kind of a nutty weekend, and actually this was going to be the big weekend in terms of everybody competing, but obviously, you know, coronavirus has put a damper on those things. But getting back to racing that did actually happen, I am going to go to the NASCAR Cup Series. I'm going to go to Phoenix Raceway, and they really seem to have, you know, made some improvements on the package that they're using on the shorter tracks, which is fantastic. I know people were concerned about the what the package was going to look like with Phoenix hosting the finale this year, and people don't seem to be bothered by it anymore, because it was some great racing, a lot of competition. But so my number five is going to go to the winner of that race, Joey Logano, the first repeat winner of this season. And though this doesn't really mean much in the statistical scheme of things, it's interesting that all of the points-paying winners right now have had the same digit in their car number. Denny Hamlin with the 11, Alex Bowman with the 88, and Joey Logano with the 22 twice. So, you know, I don't know how long that statistical anomaly is going to hold, but it's kind of funny to look at.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. It's funny you caught on to that, because I didn't even think about that. Well, looking at my power rankings, and keep in mind, I will give the disclaimer that I was actually out racing the MIT 400 and then helping host a live stream, so I didn't really get to watch a lot of motorsport this weekend, aside from all things MIT 400. So that disclaimer as we go into this, don't assassinate me. But so looking at Phoenix, I know I had to punt Logano off my list, and the reason being is I've got somebody who didn't necessarily have a performance, but I wanted to get him on the list because I think you can appreciate this, Chris. Connor Daly has put together, in the most random of weird ways, a complete series in the NTT IndyCar Series. Now, he's going to be running the Indy 500 and the road courses with Ed Carpenter Racing, and he's going to be running the ovals, the remaining ovals, with Carlin. You're going to have to go back pretty deep into the IndyCar and Champ Car archives to find a driver who's done a complete series with a split between two different teams purposely. You know, I'm a big fan of Connor. He's a friend of the show. He's been on numerous times, but this tells you, Chris, I mean, like, I think a lot of drivers sit back and they wait for that, you know, for that big opportunity to come. And, they, you know, Connor, you got to give credit to a guy who's scraped by and he's figured out a way to put an entire season together in IndyCar in the most random of random ways. I mean, this is something that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, Jim. And as a matter of fact, I feel like the only guys who have ever really done that have been the super subs from, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Roberto Moreno used to do this all the time, where he'd start the season in kind of a, you know, lower tier ride, and then somebody would get hurt on a big team, and, you know, they'd call up Roberto, and he would fill in, and he would do a great job, and then the other guy would come back, and he'd go back to some other, you know, lower tier team, and then he'd do it all again the next year. So, you know, credit to Connor for embracing whatever opportunities come his way. And I know that, you know, it's Carlin has kind of struggled in their first couple of years in IndyCar. Obviously they did not have a good 500. Not that that matters too much to Connor, since he'll be doing it with Ed Carpenter, but, you know, nonetheless, he has put together some pretty respectable performances for that team. And, you know, it's also cool to see ECR giving Connor a chance, because they've always put together, you know, some really top flight equipment, especially at Indianapolis,
yeah, especially
but certainly elsewhere on the grid as well. So, you know, great to see that from Connor and getting another full season finally.
Yeah, it's been a while. I have to go back to AJ Foyt, I think, with Connor Daly to find a full season. But Chris, give us number four on your list, man.
Well, number four, I am going to the Mint, and like you, Jim, because obviously we were both on site. I'm going to be a little Mint heavy, and I'm going to go to one of the UTV classes, not the overall winner, but UTV Pro NA, and I am going to give number four to Robbie and Max Gordon. I just think that's so awesome to see, you know, them racing as a father-son team, and, you know, Max being able to take a Mint 400 victory is just basically just still a little kid. I mean, that's just awesome. I know that now three generations of the Gordon family can call themselves Mint 400 winners. You know, and I mean, obviously Max has got one of the brightest futures in off-road. You know, Robbie has really given him the opportunity to get very good at things very quickly. So, you know, credit to them. They drove a flawless race. You know, I know that Robbie really did the heavy lifting at the beginning to put them out in a position to win, but you know, the desert decides, you know, and, they managed to make it through and they had a pretty decisive victory. So, all the credit in the world to those guys. They are my number four.
Well, number four on mine, I'm going to go to Daytona. And, you know, anything at Daytona is special. But I'm going to go to the 250 division, and I'm going to name Garrett Marchbanks as my number four. And I got to tell you, I'm throwing him at number four because most people listening are going, who? Garrett who? I saw the results from Daytona, and no offense, but I did the same thing. I'm like, Garrett who? To get your very first ever Supercross win, do it at one of the biggest events of the year at Daytona. Man, what a deal. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, putting yourself into the limelight or having a breakout performance. Garrett Marchbanks definitely had that with his win this past weekend, and I'd have him at number four on my list.
For sure, Jim. And I'll get to Supercross in a little bit, but I had to bump Garrett off. I mean, I stuck Joey Logano on there in that fifth slot. But for my number three, rolling right back in, I am staying at the Mint, and I am going to our overall UTV winner, the guy who was out there while you were out there, Brandon Sims. And just what a flawless performance. I mean, you know, the luck of the draw, I'm sure, makes a big difference for you guys while you're out there. But being able to be on that front row, Brandon basically took the lead right away and never looked back, never really had, you know, had to deal with some of the adversity that people elsewhere in the starting order seemed to have to deal with. And, you know, just had a great performance. Everything seemed to hold up. And now his, I believe, second Mint 400 victory. So had to give the nod to Brandon at number three.
Yeah, and at number three, I had Brandon Sims as well. You know, he's got a couple of Mint 400 crowns to his name now, and what a great run by him. Just a phenomenal effort. Ran clean all day, ran strong, but never had one issue. That Polaris Razor, his was on point, and, you know, he was overall winner, I think, of that limited race, and just a great effort by Sims. You know, he had to be on the list, you know, phenomenal race. So congrats to him. And yeah, I had Sims just for all the reasons you said at number three on my list, which takes us to number two. And I'm wondering if you and I have the same top two, which actually would mean we've got the same top three. But who you got at number two, Chris?
For sure, Jim. And it's really just a question of which order we put these two guys in. And, you know, admittedly, I did struggle with trying to figure out who I was going to put where, but in the end, I gave number two out in Daytona to Eli Tomac, taking the victory there. And I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's funny because every time I qualify how hard I am on Eli Tomac, I take note of the fact that he's on my list. And I feel like I put him on my list all the time. So maybe I'm not that hard on him in the end, but, you know, I know he's had a pretty intense title battle with Ken Roczen. And, you know, Ken had started to close the gap again. But, you know, Eli with a great performance in Daytona, just taking another victory and really, you know, scoring those extra points. You know, that it makes the difference. And especially now where we don't really know where seasons in most motorsports, but certainly Supercross, you know, are going to go from here. You know, that could really make a huge difference in terms of deciding who gets the 450 title and if Eli takes home his first. So I've got Eli Tomac at number two.
Yeah, you know, and I had Eli at number two on my list as well. Just a phenomenal effort by him. you know, it is what it is. Like you said, the guy's putting together a great season. You know, I think he's had a few struggles here and there, but man, he's hitting his stride, and you know, and he's phenomenal. You know, phenomenal on the track right now. I think, like you said, we don't know how many races might potentially be canceled for Supercross, and unlike other motorsports and things like that, they're not going to make them up, at least to my knowledge. So I think every point he can gather at this point is going to be even more crucial. But same reasons you, I had an Eli Tomac on my list at number two, which leads us to number one, and I think we both have the Mint 400 overall winner, Mr. Luke McMillan, at the top of the heap, Chris.
Yes, I think we do, Jim. I was going to try to come up with some sort of snippy and sarcastic comment about somebody who didn't complete a lap, but I couldn't call a name to mind in time. Yes, Luke McMillan, persevering through obviously a high attrition, high adversity Mint 400 for everybody, you know, for all sorts of reasons. And first of all, you feel so bad for Concrete Motorsports. You feel bad for Harley Lettner and Kevin Thompson because they had it in the bag through two laps, and then just, I think it was the head gasket let go. And then you feel bad again for Ryan Arciero because they were leading pretty late until they had the flat tire. And I know that would have been a huge redemption story for that team, considering the accident that they went through, and, you know, Ryan's co-driver last year suffering a spinal cord injury. And, you know, obviously he was on site and it was great to see him and, you know that he's been recovering and sort of staying strong through that. But you feel, you just feel so bad for both of those teams. But at the same time, you know, you got to feel great for Luke McMillan, the McMillan dynasty, multiple victories at the Mint. And, you know, I know Luke's father, Mark, won it for the first time back in the 80s, and then Andy added a couple more to the family name, and now Luke finally gets his.
Yeah, no, great run by Luke. Just, you know, like I said on the live stream, I think this, he's won before, but I feel like this was his breakout. This went from, you know, you can no longer say, oh, it's a fluke deal. Like, this kid's for real. And I feel like that was the run Luke had at the Mint. You know, he solidified himself as one of the top dudes in the sport, hands down, no questions asked. So, great run by McMillan. He was on both of our lists at number one. We are going to take a short break, and we'll return here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And, yeah, so just got done with some power rankings, which I now we're actually getting even more news out as we speak on air about coronavirus and some of the series and things like that. Kind of wanted to touch base on things. Before we get to that, let's give you a little bit of drama, a little bit of news coming out of the Mint 400. Even since I talked to Matt Martelli, this is kind of hit here. And there's actually been some major blockbuster penalties assessed in the 2014 or the 2020 Mint 400. Big one coming out. You know, obviously, Robbie Gordon took home the victory with his son, Max Gordon. I know Robbie drove a good portion of the race. We've had an incident. There's actually a couple of incidents surrounding Robbie. So there was an incident about him possibly shortcutting, and it was a very small section. And it was ruled that not only did he short course, but a couple other racers did as well. I will go to bat for Robbie in this instance and say, you know what? I know exactly where they're talking about. Very, very easy to get confused. And I do not blame him whatsoever at all on that. And it, honestly, it cut out maybe 15, 20 seconds. Wasn't like it was a big thing. But it was one of those areas that could have been very easily confused. And there was markings all over this course, things like that. So that one, and that got tossed out. Basically ruled it was not malicious intent or anything else. So there were a couple of other incidents, though. I guess it was found that Robbie drove with no co-driver for a 35-mile stretch of the race course, and he also utilized an unregistered person in a co-driver position for one full lap of the race. The determination by the Mint 400 was the driver was disqualified from the race. Reason? Having an unlicensed, unregistered driver in the co-driver position for one full lap of the race. That's an insurance thing. I know legally in the UTV division we're supposed to have two people in the car at any given time. Things happen. People get injured. People get sick. They get dehydrated. Whatever. Like, as long as you start the race with two people, obviously at some point in the race, like, I'm totally good with it going to one person, because you don't know the circumstances of the reason why you only had one person in the car. And to be honest with you, that's a detriment to the driver. You don't have somebody calling the notes. You don't have somebody looking at the GPS. You don't have somebody to help change a tire, change a belt in a UTV, things like that. So, you know, in regards to driving without a co-driver, I got no problem. He actually put himself at a disadvantage by having that. Now, driving with an unregistered person in the co-driver position, one, I could really care less. But I think the Mint 400 as a sanctioning body, they have a problem with this, because then you run into insurance liabilities, things like that. If you're a banded rider or driver in the car, you're protected under insurance. When you sign all the waivers, everything else, if you are an unbanded driver or participant in the car for whatever reason, then you don't fall under the insurance if and when something does happen. So I'm not saying right, wrong, and different on this. I understand why they made that call, though. And, you know, and I'd probably, I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty black and white, you know, something like that. So, so Robbie Gordon won the race. He was disqualified from the event, which to me means, I don't know, Adrian Arellano. Lena is now your Mint 400 winner. That would have been second place in the Mint 400. So that is actually what happened, congratulations to him and Polaris Razor for another victory. Adrian, a very, very good guy. We'll see if we can get him on the show here in the coming weeks. I think he's going to be a good interview anyways. But and then another massive, massive one. Well, I won't say massive. It didn't take a victory away. But three-time Mint 400 champ Justin Lofton in Unlimited Truck. He was assessed an unsportsmanlike and dangerous conduct towards media on track penalty. I have no idea what happened here. Literally nothing. Determination: driver's disqualified from the race and is fined $3,000 to cover property damage, which to me means a camera. Reason: posing an intentional danger to media staff on track and damage to photography equipment. So to me, that means at some point, you know, Justin Lofton, whether he got off course, ran over a camera, he looped around after a flat, or I don't know. That's a weird, weird penalty to be assessed. Without seeing the video, that's a really hard one for me to determine one way or another. I know Justin Lofton. He's a classy dude. He's been on the show countless times. The utmost professional, has some heavy, heavy, you know, corporate partners in his program. One of the best in the sport. You know, I don't know what happened here. I mean, I know in the past drivers have gone off course, got out of control, ran over a camera. To me, you know, that's one of those, the media guy's fault. Hate to say it, you know, but you shouldn't have been where you're at, and, you know, and things like that. But for this to be an intentional, I would have to see the video and see what actually happened. And obviously media guys have the video. You know, I don't know, but that's crazy to be assessed, you know, disqualification and a $3,000 fine to cover the camera equipment. Man, That's a big, big statement there. So I'm sure more will come out in regards to those two penalties. And I guarantee as soon as Robbie Gordon hears about this, his Instagram is going to be the place to go. You know, he's got no problem with telling you what's on his mind. That's for sure. So I'm sure we'll have a lot more news and information coming out in regards to those incidents at the Mint 400. But, you know, moving forward, we just had a statement from Supercross come out during the break. Supercross making the statement that, you know, they had postponed the next two rounds of the Supercross Championship. Now they've actually postponed the entire series. So looking over their statement, due to increasing spread of COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, and expanding restrictions on domestic and international travel, in accordance with the national, state, and local governments prohibiting large group gatherings, 2020 Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship season has postponed until further notice. The following Supercross events have been canceled: Indianapolis, Detroit, Seattle, Denver, Foxborough, Massachusetts, which means they'll be able to come back for, I believe, one or two rounds right before the finale in Las Vegas. Definitely, you know, the biggest thing is this throws a complete wrench in the 250 East program. 250 West, that's pretty easy. It's almost determined now with only one or two rounds left. 250 East just getting underway. That's definitely going to throw a major wrench in that championship. Obviously, Supercross and Feld Entertainment does not take this lightly. I know them. They run a professional series. I mean, just top-notch. So I'm actually going to reach out to Supercross. I've got a good friend there, Sean Brennan, that runs their PR and communications department and public relations, and see if maybe we can get him or somebody from Supercross on the show in one of the coming weeks and kind of explain things and talk to us, you know, what a sanctioning body goes through in making these decisions, because this isn't something they want to do. This is something that's costing them millions and millions of dollars. So I'm sure this is not a decision they took lightly. But that is a statement. You know, things changing on the fly in regards to coronavirus. Kind of crazy right now. So a couple of the events we do know are running: Score and Best in the Desert, you know, the off-road community, I guess, still putting on events. Obviously, Ultra 4 canceling their race. Glen Helen was canceled due to rain. Probably would have been canceled due to coronavirus anyways. And then we've got, I said Ultra 4, and then we got Moab. Part of Moab Jeep Safari has been canceled. We've got Score and Best in the Desert still running, though. Best in the Desert basically put out a statement, says, hell with it, we're running. That's just the way we're doing things. So I don't know, Best in the Desert just ignoring everything, saying we're doing this is a Wild West, cowboy up, let's go racing. So you kind of got to appreciate a stance like that. Obviously, that race is a week and a half away, or a week away, so maybe things could change before that, and I would expect things possibly to change in regards to Laughlin. As of now, they're still running. And then you've got Score down in San Felipe. This is a big one because it's an international race. You've got the border crossings, things like that. I know a couple of teams have pulled out of the event. Score changing things. I believe they're not going to have qualifying now. I believe the vendors area and the venue, the vendors area is now not going to be, they're not going to run the race cars through there. Technical inspection on the race cars will be off site, in private. So they're trying to basically isolate, the crowds away from race vehicles, things like that, or dissipate the crowds that normally were there. Come race day, obviously it's every person for themselves. So Score still electing to run the San Felipe 250. I know, obviously, that could change depending on our U.S. government. You know, all of a sudden, there's a border lockdown between the U.S. and Mexico. You know, something could change there. I mean, me, personally, I'm looking at this situation going, you know, that's my biggest concern. And the other concern is, you know, I think Mexico, they don't have the testing that we have in the United States. And they've only, recorded, I guess, a handful of cases nationally. It's not to say that people aren't there and that don't have the virus. I think it's just Mexico doesn't have the testing procedures to know and identify it quite yet. The problem in Mexico could actually be far greater than what we think, but we just don't know yet. And I think in the coming week or two, we're probably going to know a whole lot more about the situation in Mexico. They say there's not a situation. I think all the experts think there is. But that's an interesting position to to be in down there, because you know, I think there's a lot more going on that we know and that the government actually knows. Then on the flip side, you've got China saying, oh, all is well in China, back to work, the virus is over. Don't buy that one bit. You know, that I said that earlier. I said this is, and I was a big fan of George W. Bush, but this is the equivalent of him standing up on the, you know, ship in the middle of the ocean and declaring the war over, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, here we are, you know, what, 15 years later, still fighting it, 15, you know, 17 years later. So I don't know. There's a whole lot more going on here with this virus. I think we don't have all the information yet. I do think the media has spun things out of control. I mean, here I am, did almost a 2-hour show, and we've talked a ton about the coronavirus, right? And I think that spreads some of the fear. Media definitely has not helped. I'm one of those. I'm taking things cautiously, but I'm not taking things jumping in with both feet. And I think a good portion of the off-road community is. Personally, me, if I was SCORE International, I would probably cancel the San Felipe 250. One, I think it's the smart choice because it's an international race. We don't know what's going to happen with the border. San Felipe is a small town that, you know, who knows? Maybe there isn't anybody infected down there. And we're going to take a bunch of people from Southern California, Arizona, Nevada, come down there and cause an epidemic. Or a pandemic or whatever they're saying, you know, using the terminology. Like, there's so many reasons that are right to cancel it. Not only that, but every other major motorsports sanctioning body has canceled events. And this doesn't make off-road look good that, hey, we're immune to this. We're just going to go on a run. Like, it's not the professional thing to do. And I don't mean to single out SCORE, because I think Laughlin and Best in the Desert, they basically should be held to the same standards as well. And, you know, SCORE at least has implemented cautionary procedures with their event. Best in the Desert hasn't done any. They're just like, cowboy up, let's go race. And so I don't know. There's a whole hell of a lot going on with this whole coronavirus thing. And, you know, and I'm not educated enough. I've watched reports. I've read the science behind the virus. I understand how it works. I do know that, you know, if you're a listener to the show, like I said before, we will be on air, the next few weeks. Obviously we're not going anywhere. I've got my own studio, and, we're going to continue to, record and do things our way, but, be safe out there. Seriously, wash your hands. Please don't go and raid the Walmart for toilet paper and water bottles, but, you know, be safe, you know, take precautions on your end. Don't put yourself in big crowds. Don't put yourself in positions that likely will get you infected. And I think that's the safest thing you can do. Let's all keep a level head about things, but be smart out there. All right, we are going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap things up right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, wrapping up another episode of your favorite action motorsports radio show. Talking Mint 400, coronavirus, power rankings, and a whole lot more today. Big thanks to Chris Leone and Matt Martelli for calling in. Like I said, man, I don't know what the coming weeks are going to bring in motorsports and sports and life in general. We'll do our best to bring you whatever we can here on the show. Obviously, we may be switching gears the next couple of weeks and talking some things we don't normally talk about, mainly because there's not going to be a whole lot of racing to talk about. But we'll do our best to bring you some entertaining, engaging guests and content to the show. That's for sure. But I do want to give a shout-out to some of our amazing partners in the show. General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish. Don't forget, use that coupon code DOWNDIRTYDF. That'll get you 15% off any and all classes at Dirtfish Rally School. Optimus Starters, our good friends there at iRacing, as well as RacingJunk.com. And please, if you haven't already, head over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, and leave a rating for the show. Give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on social media. Much appreciated for everybody who has done that and continues to do that. And check us out. We got all kinds of content dropping and TV airings and news on coronavirus at DownAndDirtyShow.com. So lots of engaging content coming out over there. Like I said, don't know what the coming weeks will bring, but I will be here on the show to talk you guys through the week. And thank you guys once again. If you're tuning in online, obviously you can catch us SiriusXM channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific. Much appreciated for all the support and everybody who has continued to tune in over there on SiriusXM channel 211. Really stoked to be able to have that put together. But it's gonna be a wild one. Like I said, before the last break, please be safe out there. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to create chaos, but be smart, protect yourself, wash your hands, and we will see you next week right here back on the show. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, and we will see you all next week right here.